Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. We're in Ayin Aleph, Amid Beis, where it says Tashma, the fourth line from the bottom. Fifth line from the bottom. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Tashma. We're still holding on the question of whether or not a goy can acquire something with Mashiach. We're still busy with that. So Tashma, Damar V'chia Bar'aba, Amar V'yochanan, Ben Noach Shaharag, if a Ben Noach, a goy, kills, Ben Noach Nerag, a Ben Noach can be killed, Al pachos mishava pruta, even on less than a pruta. Normal. First of all, two assumptions. Number one, a guy is chayiv misa on violating any of the shev mitzvahs b'nei Noach, even gzeila. And number two, even on less than a shava pruta. Okay, that has nothing to do with our discussion at all, zero. But since it's less than a shava pruta, lo nitin li shavan. He doesn't have to give it back. There's no chayiv of the guy to give it back because it's less than a shava pruta. But it's still chayiv misa. But if a guy cannot be koneh with Mashiach, so then am I nerad? Why is he getting killed? He didn't acquire it. He didn't, quote-unquote, steal it. Why? Not in his rishonos. He didn't acquire it. It still belongs to the Jew. So why is he getting killed? So the Gemara answers, Mishum d'tzari l'Yisrael. Well, he caused tzar to Yisrael. He took his... Yeah, halachically, there's no Mashiach. Halachically, the guy doesn't own it. L'mayis, it's not in the Jew's possession. Lamaisa sitting in the guy's living room, so he caused tzar to a Jew. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Umai lo nitin li shavein, why can't it be returned? So give it back. Why is it not giving it back? The answer is, te'eno b'toras hay shavein. No, it's not in the category of it's not in the Torah, it's not in the category of things that have to be given back. Yeah, he can give it back. He physically can, but he doesn't have to. Why? Less than a sharaputa, it's not give backable. Halachically. That can't be right, because Ihachi Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa. The Seifa said, Bochavero, right, if guy number one steals an item from a Jew worth less than a Shavaputa, Ubochavero Unat Lemimenu. And then guy number two comes along and steals it from guy number one. So, Naragoleha. Now the guy number two also gets killed. He's also Chayav Misa. Bishlama Reisha Mishlam Detari Liyisrael. So I understand in the ratio that that's true because he caused pain to a Jew. El Seifa, Mayov, what'd you do? Lamaisa, what'd you do? Cause pain to a Jew that it already caused pain. Ella, what do you see? Why is the second guy getting killed? Shma mina must be. El Shma mina. Mashiach, Ba'ovik, Kokovim, Kone, Shma mina. It must, that's the end of the discussion. It must be that a guy can acquire in Mashiach. Can acquire with Mashiach. And therefore, it belongs to the guy. Even though the Gemara says this, the footnote points out that Tosfos said 2 days ago that Rashi holds goyim cannot acquire with Mashiach. Right? Which is a pella. Rashi holds like that. Okay.
Isn't that how we hold?
We were choshesh that a guy cannot. We were choshesh.
But it's not that way.
That's why when we sell chametz to a guy, we can't just give him the chametz. We can't do it with Mashiach. Because Mashiach is by a guy. It's a choshesh. Then my Rashi says it doesn't work. The Gemara says yes. Somehow Rashi says no. So if Rashi said no, Rashi pigeonholed the case of Mashiach to a very specific thing. So Rashi said no. So therefore, it's a machlokas we've shown him. We don't know how to paskin. So therefore, we're choshesh, right? Okay. Next, Hahu Gavra. There was a guy. The Amalei L'Chavra. He said to his friend, If I ever sell my house. L'cha mazvinin Allah. To you, I'll sell it. If I ever sell my house, I'm going to sell it to you. And then Rashi throws in three key words. V'kanu mine kinyan. So you made a kinyan on that. I make a promise to you. Whenever I sell my house, I'm going to offer it to you first. Now, what's that? It's an empty promise.
Yeah, what kind of kinyan is that?
So you make a kinyan so that it has teeth.
What kind of kinyan?
What? To lock me in, right.
What kind of
I don't know what kind of kinyan that is.
Yeah,
a kinyan sudur, some kind of kinyan. You make a kinyan, and therefore, now it has teeth. Now I made a kinyan. It wasn't just some empty promise.
A kinyan is to acquire something.
Correct.
So he didn't acquire anything.
When I'm acquiring the right to be offered it first. That's what I'm acquiring.
So you can technically
entitle to that. So Azal Zad Vela, he sold it to someone else.
Yeah.
So Omar, Rabbi Yosef, Kana Kama, the first guy gets it. The first guy gets it. After all, Kenyan. Amalei Abaya, V'halo Pasak. But he never made V'halo Pasak. They never agreed on a price. Rashi says, V'halo pasak, Rishon damim. The first guy never made a price. He said, by the way, whenever I sell my house, I'll offer it to you first. Fine, here's $50. I get rights, I get first rights. What was the price? They never made up a price. No, no, because what was the smicha we said yesterday? What was the smicha dat? What were you intending to buy? A house for any price? No. So Rashi says, Rishon damim, v'lo samcha daite, a kinyan. You didn't really have smicha dat on this kinyan. You weren't so serious. Why? Because the savar in Yirtzalachzor Yarbel of damim, he'll charge you $1 billion. You want to buy my house? You have rights. You have the first free. Okay, $1 billion. You going lower? I can handle it with you. No, $1 billion. I'm buying it for $1 billion. So he never was serious to begin with, the neighbor, because he said, he's just not. This is a joke. He offers it to me first. Okay, he can make any price he wants. We never made up a price. We didn't say going rate or whatever the appraisal is. We didn't say that. We said, here's $50, I get first rights. Okay? That wasn't serious. Because there was no price. You can make a cash any price you want. So therefore, the second guy gets it. Second guy, maybe he bought the house. Uminat Timra, the Cholhekadil of Pasak, Lokana. How do you know? If you never made up a price, there's no Kenyan. How do you know that? From our Mishnah. Bitnan, what does it say in our Mishnah? If someone sells wine to a guy, Pasak, if they made up a price, Ad Shalo Madad, before they even measured it, Dam of Mutarin, the money is Mutter. Why is the money Mutter? Why is the money Mutter?
Because
the guy acquired it before he touched it, right? Or he acquired, or he picked it up somehow before touching it, so he's kona it, right? But the Yayin Ezech only comes later, so he owes you the money before it's Yayin Ezech, it's mutter. We had that all yesterday. Madad Adjelo Pasak, but if he measures it and tumbles with it before they agree on a price, Dama Vasurin, the money is Aser. Why is it Aser? Because Mashiach doesn't work before you know the price. What do you see? That before you know a price, there's no Kenyan. How much are they going to charge me for this wine? I have no idea. I'm not agreeing to buy this. I don't know what I'm paying for. Nobody does that. So, my Havela. So what's the bottom line over here? So the reader, what do you mean? My Havela. What do you mean what's the bottom line? Kid, I'm reading like we said. Like Abaya said. The second guy gets it. Why? Because the first guy wasn't serious. Because he didn't know what he was paying for. Right? You don't just say, stop, I'll buy a house. Right? Here's $10, I get rights. I get first rights. At what price? We didn't make up. Therefore, there's no smicha das. Therefore, there's no kenyan. Therefore, there's no obligation to sell it to him. The Dilma. So the Gemara says, it's not such a raya, because Dilma chumr de Yayin Ezech shaydi. Maybe the chumr of Yayin Ezech is different. We're more machmer by a chumr of Yayin Ezech, but ein hachanami. Maybe when it comes to the house, maybe you do get it. So there's no raya from our Mishnah that's true. Maybe we only will machmer because it's Yayin Ezech. Maybe. Tashma.
Sorry, just the Gemara not explain Rabbi Yosef's sack at all. I mean, it just says in the bias, says no, because.
Rabbi Yosef said, since you made a kinyan on it, you get it. At what price? Either a reasonable price, or whatever the seller wants. You don't want to buy it, you don't have to force into buying it. You have the right to buy it. So Abaye says, no, the whole thing wasn't serious. Tashma, Damar of Idi Bar Ovin, Uvda Havi Be'er of Chista, same thing happened to Rav Chista, Rav Chista Be'er of Huna, and Rav Chista was by Rav Huna, Upashte, and they resolved it, Mehoditnan, from the following. Mashach, Chamorav, Upolav, I pull my worker comes back with a donkey laden full of goods. I pull my worker into my house. Get over here, let me hear what you got. I pull, he's got all stuff all over his back and all on his shoulders, right? I pull him into my house. Vichnisan lezok beso, and I pull him into my house. Bein pasak ad shelo madad, whether I made up a price with him before I measure out what he's got. What goods he got? You got, what do you have? Or, bein madad ad shelo pasak, or I see what he's got. Oh, you got this, spices, you got that wine, you got excellent, you got some watches, you got some sunglasses, all good, but Achelo Pasak. But we didn't make up a price on anything. But I'm already cheshbening out, I'm already measuring, we didn't make up a price on anything. Lo Kana. There's no Kenyan. Ushnehem Yachal Lachzabahem. And there's no Kenyan in either case. Why? So when you were pasak v'lo madad, the reason why there's no kinyan is because mashicha cannot be acquired on a person. You can't pull a guy into you, and that's a mashicha. No such thing, and on his backpack, he's got spices in the backpack. That's not mashicha. Therefore, there's no kinyan on that. No. Even though you made it a price, it doesn't make a difference. You never acquired it. Why? You can't have mashicha on people. That's number one. The other case, where you were madad and lo pasak, also no kinyan, because you didn't make up a price. So no kinyan in both cases. Park on. You remove everything off the guy or off the damn donkey. You remove it all. V'chniso, l'toch peso. And you bring it into your house like a normal person. So now, pasak, if you made up a price, ad shelo madad, ein shneim yichol machzabo. Nobody can retract. Why can nobody retract? The deal's a deal. How we make a deal? On the price. I did mashicha, made up a price, it's all good. All the kinyanim are done. Madad, but if you just measured out ad shelo pasak, without making up a price, Shnehem, Yachol, Lachzabahen. Both of them can retract. What do you see? What do you see? What?
Nothing's binding
until you settle the price. Like Abaya said. Therefore, when you make up a thing, I'll sell the house to you first. You give them $10 as a kinyan. But that's not binding. Why? No price was made up. Okay.
Next. No.
What I said was, in halacha, you can acquire something, but paying for it is not the kinyan.
Right.
So you still have to have a price. I didn't give you the money. Right?
Right.
I owe you the money. Who owns it? You. You walk into my store, you buy a bottle of wine. You didn't pay for it yet. You did mashicha, you own it. You didn't pay for it yet. In America, that's not true. It's not America. In halacha, a kinyan has nothing to do with paying for it. Yeah, you still have to pay for it. You still have to pay for it. This is a foreign concept. There's no such thing as this in America. A kinyan without paying for it. No such thing. In halacha, there is. There's a kinyan and it's paying for it. Now you have a new thing. You don't have to pay for it yet. You have to pay for it. Paying for it's not the kinyan. However, if you don't know what you're paying for, you don't know the price, there's no smichas das.
That's how he's trying. Isn't he trying to buy it? Rights to it for the future?
That was with the case of the house.
But the same type of thing. You try.
Right. So I walk into a store. I say, I'll take that case. What is it costing me? You have no clue. Nobody buys like that. Nobody does that. So there's no mashicha. It's not a serious kinyan.
No.
Same thing with the house. I'm going to buy the house from you. What price? We didn't make up. What kind of thing is that? What do you mean we didn't make up? Who buys the house without making up? How much are you paying for?
There's no way of making kinyan on that anyway.
On what? On the right of first refusal.
Yeah.
So you make a kinyan. You could. So the Gemara said you could. What kind of kinyan is that? I don't know exactly. A kinyan suder. So I'm going to get a kinyan suder. I get rights of first refusal.
Pull that money.
So that's no such thing. Why? Rashi said because the guy's going to charge $1 billion.
Right.
So I'm not going to speak as das is that. Okay, that wasn't serious. If we made up a prize, so I'll sell to you whatever the appraisal is. That's fair. I don't know what it's going to be in 10 years. So whatever the appraisal is. Whatever three experts say, I'm asking to that. Whatever that's going to happen in the next Mishnah. Whatever three experts say, I'm asking to that. Right? Whatever three experts say. At least now you know what you're dealing with. You don't have to have the price right now. But it has to be ascertainable. So when the guy says, I'll buy the house from you. Hey, can you tell them I get first refusal? What price? Oh, he didn't make up. He can charge me whatever he wants. That's mechas das on that. No one's serious about that. Doesn't make a difference if it's a house or it's a bottle of wine. So even though you have it, you never made it. Even though you made a kinyan, it wasn't a real kinyan. It's a joke kinyan. Why is it a joke kinyan? Because no smichas das.
Sure, I come back and save $1 million. And you save.
That's why the rabbi said in the shir that when they sell the chametz, it says in the contract that the value is going to be estimated by three experts to make sure.
I don't know who they are.
To make sure that the smichas das. Otherwise, it's a joke.
Three wives.
You hear? I don't know where they're from. I don't know.
Three women are the experts.
But that's what it says. Right? Why? Because otherwise, what are you buying? You're buying something, you don't know how much it's costing? That's also crazy.
But people put that estimated values, though.
Right. So that's estimated values. That's not worth anything. It says in the contract, it'll be subject to the three experts.
Right.
That's what it says. If you want to go through with the deal, that the guy gives a down payment, and if he wants to go through with it, well, how much is he paying? What's he buying? So I have no clue what I'm buying. A guy wrote down $100 worth of cereal. Is that accurate? I have no idea. Oh, we'll have three experts decide. Right? Makes sense. If Luna's Gemara, that makes a lot of sense. Because there's no smichas das. Next. Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, Tomo Lechavre, he said to his friend, E Mazvinina La Laha Ara, if I sell you this land, if I'm ever going to sell my house, Mazvina Lach Bemeazuz, I'll sell it to you for $100. $100 I'll sell to you. Amale, good. And Rashi points out, and he made a kinyan on this. Sounds like it's a lock solid deal, no? Azal Zivani Lina Shachwin Bemeav Esrin, he sold it for 120. What? He sold it to someone else for 120. Amrav Kahana Kanakama. The first one gets it. Why? Why not?
Because you made the deal.
They made the deal, and the price is set. The smichas das. It's all a kinyan. All good. Maskevor of Yaakov and Harpakod. No. Haizuzi ansuhu. The extra money forced him to sell it to the second guy. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Zeh is a little down where we are. Zeh shenasan lo meyav esrin ansuhu lamachva. The one who gave more money basically forced him into selling it. It's very hard to turn down money. So he sort of forced him into selling it. And as long as the purchase, the sale, didn't take place, the seller's thinking, well, what if someone offers me more? What am I going to do? Not going to take more money? I'm going to lock myself in? Right? So he was sort of forced into it, and therefore the second guy gets it. The first guy doesn't get it. What kind of svar is that? And not only that, the Hilchasa Kerv Yaakov Minahar Pekod. We hold like that. We hold like that. So Amalei, so he told him, Kiddushaymi Bitlasa, if you say, I want three people to evaluate my, how much it's worth. Whatever three people say. I'm selling you a gold watch. How much is it worth? Whatever three people say. I'll have it evaluated, I'll have it appraised by three appraisers, whatever they say. So really, it's a filu treimi goitlasa. It's really even two out of three. Why? Because you meant like a bezdin, and the rule is that the majority wins. However, kidda amri betlasa, but if you say what three people say, not what three people estimate it, what three people say, use that lashon, adda amri betlasa. That has to be a unanimous decision among the three people. Kiddushaymi arba, if you say four people have to estimate it, then we don't go rove. Why did you pick a crazy number four? What number is that? Right? Ad the army ba'arba. It has to be mamash four.
Like
the yeah, exactly. It has to be unanimous.
But what do you do if the prices are very different?
Then it's not an estimation until they agree. They have to agree. What if they don't? Then there's no determination. There's no finality. They have to agree. For Kolshkin, hey, could the Amalek, could the Amri Barba? Certainly, if he said like whatever four say, without no opening for a bested here. Amalek, could the Shara Betlasa? What about if you say like three people? The Asu Tlasa Ushmua, and three people come along and give a good estimation. Amalek Leidach, the other one says Leisu Tlasa. I don't want these three. They don't know anything. These are a bunch of amaratzim. I want three experts. Amar of Papa, Dina Hudim Akev. You can insist on that. You can insist on three experts, three better people. Maskel of Yeshua.
After the first three.
Yeah. So we made the Hani Kadim Lutve. Who said those are better?
Yeah.
Right? Dilma Hani Kim Lutve. Maybe those are better. The Hilchasa, Krev Huna, Braid of Yeshua. No, but the halacha is like Rav Huna Braid of Yeshua. That what? Who said those are better? You agree to this. There's just fine people, fine experts. Who's no? I want better ones. Elenu Davasov. Okay. Brand new topic now. About now, the whole Mishnah now is going. The Mishnah and the Gemara now is going to discuss a stream of a liquid.
We had
it briefly. Now we're really going to get into it. Natal es hamashapech. If you take a funnel. And you pour from your kosher wine through the funnel into his wine. Right?
Whose funnel?
Your funnel. V'chazar umadad l'tzoch sluchios shel Yisrael. You then use the funnel to measure out some other wine for yourself. Im yesh bo akeves yayin osur. If the funnel has a lip where some of the treif wine gets stuck, it's aser. Why is it aser? So the Gemara is going to ask this question. I'm not 100% sure exactly why it's usher. Because how did the treif wine get into this funnel?
That's right. It belonged to these Jews.
So the wine went through, right? How did... So we'll see, hold off on this till we get to the Gemara. See if it makes sense then. I wasn't 100% clear what's going on here. Next. Hama'ara mikli el kli. If you're pouring from one kli to another kli. Es she'ira mimenu mutter. The empty kli is mutter. Right? The es she'eru l'tocho is usher. Right? You're pouring for a guy. You're pouring for a guy, right?
So
you're pouring from a kli into another kli. The first kli is only wrong with that kli. The second kli, avol she'er l'socho, the wine poured into the second kli is aser bahana. Why? What? We're going to see in the Gemara the guy's pouring. So we'll see in the Gemara all that. Okay. Tanan Hassam, we learned in a Mishnah in Tahiris, a Tumah issue. Hanitzok, a stream. Vahakapatres, or an incline. It's the same thing as a stream. Or, humashke tofeach, a damp area, which is moist enough if you touch it, but it cannot make something else wet. Eino chibor, has no connection. Lo latuma, lo latahira. Not for tuma, not for tahira. What does it mean, not for tuma? So Rashi says, "Einu chibul otoma im mashkin tolushin hein." If the liquid is separated, v'naga tamei b'tachton ha'elyon tahar. In other words, there's a stream of water, going from high to low. A stream of water. I'm tamei. I touch the bottom pool of water. Do I make the top one tamei? No, I do not. No, I do not.
Go the other way.
No, because it's even though it's a stream, it doesn't connect.
Okay, it's going the other way.
What do you mean going the other way?
Water's going the other way.
Right, so I put, what do you mean? So it's one big water. It's one big water.
It's like a waterfall, basically.
It's like a waterfall. Yeah. Doesn't connect.
But it's continuous, though.
By the same token, that's exactly the chiddush. It doesn't connect. By the same token, if I have a mikveh in the bottom, a kosher mikveh, and the water is pouring into the mikveh, and I take a needle and I stick it into the waterfall to toivel the needle, it's not tahar. Why not? Because it doesn't connect. Lo latuma, lo tahira. Neither way does it connect. Okay? Got all that?
So far so good.
Amr Avuna, nitzok v'katapres v'mashke tofeach chibur le'inyin yayin nesech. But regarding yayin nesech, it does connect. Which would mean, if I'm pouring wine into a yayin nesech jug, all the wine is tamei now.
Right.
All the wine is aser. I only poured it from a 50-ounce thing to a 10-ounce thing. All 50 ounces are aser. Why? Because it connects back. So it's tamei, it trafes down in there, it trafes up the whole 50 ounces. Okay? Who said this? Rav Huna said that. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Mina Leha, where'd you get that from? Who told you that? Why do you know why you're saying that? Ileva Midditnan, Hanitzik Vakapatre, Samashka Tevech, Eno Chibolo, Tumolo, Tahira. Well, there's a mission, Tahira's that said that none of these flows go back and forth. Lutumu Tahira, who do Lochiavi Chibor. Yeah, regarding Tumu Tahira, there's no such thing. Hal Inyan Yayanesek, Havi Chibor. But regarding Yayanesek, there is a connection. Aim a Seifa. So look at the Seifa. The Seifa said, Hashborin, if you have a pool of water. Oh, did I skip?
No.
Hashborin, if you have a pool of water, Chibur, Lutuma, Ul, Tahira. It does connect for Tuma and Tahira. What does that mean, a pool of water? So the case was like this, like I said last year, like the letter H. You have the capital letter H. You have a pool of water in the center, and it has like these... These streams going off, these, you know, side, what are they called?
Tributaries.
Tributaries, exactly. Those are also mikvahs. They're connected to the main one. So if you go toivel in that, that's fine. So that, we said, does connect. But But regarding the Ayin Esek, there's no connection. So what do you see?
It doesn't go back.
It doesn't go. So who said, if you're poor, who said that should work for Ayin Esek? So El Mehel Dekel Mashmi Minei. From this Mishnah, we cannot prove anything, whether Rav Huna is right or wrong. Again, Rav Huna was a Chumrah. He said when it comes to the flow, Ayin Esek is all Tamei. All Aser. Where do you get that from? We don't know. Tanan, how about this? How about our Mishnah? What our Mishnah say? Natal es hamashpech. If you take the funnel umadad l'toch tzuluchas shalav zikachavim, and you put it into a guy's barrel or jar, and you're pouring in wine, v'chazer umad l'toch tzuluchas shal Yisrael, and then you put the funnel into your own barrel, right? Im yesh bo akeves yayin aser. If it has a lip where the wine gets retained, it's aser. Now, hayak heves yayin, but my kometzer. Why is it aser? Where's the yayin esech? Where is it?
Maybe there's a drop there.
No, so we're saying that. We're saying if there's a lip, then it's aser. Why? What yayin esech touched this wine? What yayin esech touched this funnel? Where did the yayin esech touch the funnel? Where? It didn't. I poured my wine into your wine.
Right.
Where did the Ayin Esek come from? Didn't touch it. Right? So what's the lip make a difference? Lav, it must be benitzuk. It must be because of the flow. It must be because of the flow. What does that mean, because of the flow? His bottle had Ayin Esek in it. So the minute the wine touched his bottle, right?
Your bottle.
No, his bottle. I pour from my bottle into his bottle. His bottle had residue on the bottom. Okay. So the minute my wine touches the bottom of his,
it
becomes tummy.
Right.
Now, because of the lip somehow, I'm not 100% sure, because of the lip, it causes the flow to go back up. And if there wouldn't be a lip there, they wouldn't say that. So shmami lavsh nitzav, isn't it true that there must be a nitzav, a flow? Shmami na nitzach chibur. So what do you see? The nitzach is chibur. I'm not 100% sure why you need the lip on that. Why you need the lip? I'm not 100% sure why. So, Tanur Reb Chiya, no. Reb Chiya answered, She pichasto tzlichoso. The answer is no. You overflowed his bottle. So Mamish touched the funnel. There's no pour. We think it's a pouring. No. You poured a few ounces into the bottle, but because of the flow, all the other 50 ounces are tummy. That's not what happened. What happened was, you kept pouring into the bottle. You overflowed it. It went into the funnel. Everything touched it. That's real isser. Not the flow isser. It's real isser. That's the case. So the Gemara says, Avalo pichasto tsuchoso mai. And what if you wouldn't have overflowed the jug? Then what? Then we would say, lo. Then we would say that the flow does not cause become Ayin Esek. So Tivshot, it is a Geno Chibur. So make a determination that the flow doesn't make a problem, right? So Gemara says lo. Pichasto tzluchaso Tivshot lach to Aser. Now if it overflowed, it's for sure Aser. Why? Because the Ayin Esek mamish touched your wine. Lo nitzak tiboy. But if there's a flow, we still don't have an answer. So why not? We still don't have an answer. Why not? I don't know why not. Why not? We still have an answer. I don't know. Why not? I don't know. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya from the second statement of our Mishnah. What did it say? Hamar mikli lekli. If somebody is pouring from one kli to another kli, es shema armi manu mutter. What you poured out of is mutter. Ha, the baini usher. But it implies that the wine in between is aser. So the Gemara says, Shmamina nitzel chibur. So what do you see? A flow is aser? A flow connects? No. Initzel chibur? No. If you want to say that, then a filu begavon demonanami glitzer. That even what's in the first jug will also be aser. If the flow flows back in, what kind of thing is that? Halokasha, the kamatev ketufe. Now in this case, you pour it very slowly. By drip, by drip, by drip. So therefore, there's never a flow. You put a little bit, there's never a flow. Never a flow, no shiloh. Mikol makom, nitzuch chibur. What if there would be a flow? What if there would be? Can't we deduce that we would hold that there's a flow, taka, the flow? Ul tamech, ema seifa. Look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? Ask sharel tocho, who the author. What do we say in the seifa? When you're pouring from one jug to another jug, the wine in the second jug is usher. Why is it usher? We don't have an answer for that yet. We'll see in a minute. Had the beini beini shari. But what's in the interim is not yayin esech, right? So evel elo meha lekel avashem minei. So you can't pick a raya from that second half of that Mishnah, of our Mishnah. Now tashma. Let's try to bring another raya. Hamara michavis labar. If somebody's pouring from a barrel into a vat, to a bar, to a pit, kiluach hayored misvas chavis lamata usher. The flow is usher. Essentially, it's black and white. That the flow causes a connection. So Gemara says, Tirgam of Sheshes, no, Sheshes said, that means, Ba'ovid kochavim hama'ara, no, the guy's pouring. The guy's pouring. The aso mikocho. It's his koach. So of course it's aser. So ihachi, ovid kochavim hama'ara, hafilu lechavidin am mitzar. So if it's his koach, so why don't we aser the wine in the upper barrel? In the barrel he's holding. Why don't we aser that? So I'm not 100% sure what this means. Koach to over kachavim midrabanan hu. This whole idea of a koach of a guy is only midrabanan. The usher, hahu, the nafik labrai, gazi birabanan. They only made a gzera on what's outside the barrel. Hahu legavai, lo gazi birabanan. They didn't make a gzera on what's inside the barrel.
Okay, we learned that in one of the rules. Remember the end of the Rashi, it was all the rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so koach is only at the end of the
parrot,
that bit, that Rashi on the bottom.
Uh-huh. Right, I remember that, Rashi.
So I think he explains koach.
Fine, excellent.
So what flows out looks like it's
fine, very good. Okay, Shkoyach. Next. Amal Rav Chista Lahanu Sivyasi. The Rav Chista said to these wine sellers, Ki Kilaisu, when you measure out wine, Lovze Kachavim, to the guy, Ketufe, do it very slowly. Measure it out very slowly. So there's no flow. He was choshish for the flow. So do it very slowly. Because again, if you pour it out, the minute the wine hits his jug, he's got residue on the bottom, it's going to acid the wine, it acids all 50 ounces.
Right.
Because the flow goes back. So don't make a flow. Do it very slowly. Kedufe. Inami or naftzi. Not sure what this means. It means to throw. What are you throwing exactly? In other words, throwing the wine in from your, I don't know what that means. You do like this, like a champagne bottle.
Pour quickly.
No, what do you mean pour quickly? I don't know what that means. But make sure there's no flow in the bottom line. Make sure there's no flow. Amalahu Rava, Lahanu Shufchai. Rava said to the pourer, the one who pours the wine, Kishafichiso Chamra, when you pour the wine, Lo lekarvav dekachavim l'saya badaychu. Don't let the guy help you out. Don't let him help you out and be here. Why not? Dilma mishtalaisu. Maybe he'll get tired. Dilma mishtalaisu. Maybe he'll get tired. Fishadisu le aleha. And you'll let him take over the ka'asi mikocho for aser. It'll be his koach, and then it'll be aser. However, there was a guy, the asik chamra begishta ubas gishta. He had a gishta and a bas gishta, which means it's really a tube. But it's an upside down, think of it as an upside down V. A siphon, upside down V, going from one jug to the other jug. Right, it's siphoning out, going from one jug to the other one. From mine to the guys. From the guys to mine. Once, like an upside down V, a siphon, like that. That's a gishtasa and a bar gishtasa. As avik achavim, anach yade agishta. He put his hand in one of them. So, asur rava lukuli chamra. Rava asered both jugs. Amalera papa lirava. Amalera rasa lirava. Amalera vina lirava. Bemai. What are you talking about? Benitzuk? It was a flow? Shma mina nitzuk chibur? So the flow connects it? Why are you asking the other one? So Gemara says, no. Shani Hasam, the kule chamra agishta ubas gishta gerir. No, it's really one big jug. Happens to be because of the siphon. Yeah. It's worse than a flow.
It's connected.
It's connected. Not a flow, it's mamish connected. Either in two different containers. So what?
Right. Well, next. You've been saying that all along, that from one container to another, as long as there's a flow, it's connected.
Correct. No. We never answered that question. We never answered the question. If you have a flow, if you have a mikvah and you have a waterfall, can I toivel in the waterfall? We didn't answer that question about a flow. Here, it's worse than a flow. It's mamish, since there's a siphon here, It's mamash, all connected. It's all one big kli, even though it's in two separate kelim. That's different. You understand? It's a different case. Amar of Marzutra, Breder of Nachman, Kanashikinon Shari. Kanashikinon is a, basically, it's two straws. Can I? I have one of those big things that you get at the ballpark, a big cup of wine. Can me and a guy share with straws and we'll drink it out of the same wine? Says the Gemara, Kani Kishton Shari. That's mutter with a guy. You have one straw. He has another straw, and you're both going to drink wine together.
It's going to run back in.
It's mutter.
No, so I'm saying so. It's going to run back in.
So Hani Mili, it's only true. The Kadim Pasak Israel. The Jew stops drinking first. Why? Avokadam pasak ovikochavim lo. But if the guy starts drinking first, then the wine and the straw goes back into the touched his mouth. It goes back into the cup, and then when you drink it, you're drinking wine that he touched.
Why is that different?
If you stop first, then you never touched the wine he touched.
But it's a flow.
What?
It's a flow. So it's been saying the same thing. The straw comes in, you start drinking, it flows back. It's a flow. It goes up and down. Why does it change?
The two straws aren't connected to each other.
No, of course not.
That's why it's different.
It's not so different. Rabba Bar of Huna, Ikla Lebe Weish Kalusa. He went to the Weish Kalusa. Shari Lehu Lemishta Bekanesh Shikinon. They let him do that. Ikka the army. Now, by the way, I said two straws. It's not really the case. The case is that it's two spouts. What's the difference if it's two spouts or two straws? In the back of them sifted, they have a whole halachic shayla. Can you drink wine with a guy with two straws? A whole, you know, one of those goes on for a page. Anyway, ikka the army. Rav Ravuna gufa ishtetei bekanish kinan. He himself did it. I think he told them they could do it. He himself did it. So
he himself
drank with a straw with a guy.
Oh.
As long as he made sure that he told him that, oh, it's mutter to do it. No, he himself did it. So the bottom line is, it's mutter to do it. Why? I guess, as long as you stop first.
I know.
So that's, I know. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.
You